In this Windows Server App Fabric video, we'll look at different ways to configure persistence. The App Fabric tools are used to configure an instance store for persisted workflow service instances. The presence of this store allows you to query for instances in an instance store, or to control and activate workflow service instances that are persisted in an instance store. In this video, we'll look at two ways to configure persistence. The first way to configure a persistence store is by running the AppFabric configuration wizard. This is done either immediately after successfully running the setup wizard or by executing the configuration wizard from the start menu after initial installation, which we will look at now. Click on the start menu, select all programs, select Windows Server AppFabric, select configure AppFabric. This brings up the Windows Server AppFabric Configuration Wizard. On the Configure Hosting Service page displays a dialog with the following controls. Let's look at each of these one by one. We will select to set persistence configuration. The AppFabric Workflow Management Service Count box displays the identity in which the AppFabric Workflow Management Service will run as. If I click on Change, it will allow me to select an account for the service to run as. In the Persistence Provider box, we can select a provider that will give access to the persistence store. All valid providers registered in the local machine.config file will be displayed in this list. In this case, the SQL store provider is presented. If we select that and then click Configure, this brings up the Windows Server AppFabric Persistence Store Configuration dialog box. If we click on Register AppFabric Persistence Store in rootweb.config, this registers the persistence store identified by the connection string by adding or updating its configuration to the rootweb.config file. You can check this box even if initialized persistence store is not checked. Do so if the database is already created and initialized, or to point to the database even if it is not initialized. The Initialize Persistence Store checkbox is checked to initialize the persistence database identified in the connection string, as is required before it can be used. Initialization creates the database schema and the structure based upon the schema. If the database does not exist, it will be created and then initialized. If this checkbox is checked, but Register Persistence Store registration to rootweb.config is unchecked, then the database will be created if necessary and initialized, but will not be available for use from this computer. Note that for the database to be created, you must have permissions to create databases on that destination server. The connection string specifies the server and database used to save the persistent events. In the server field, enter the name of the computer the database is on. In the database field, enter the name of the database to be created for persistence data, or select an existing database from the list. In the Security Configuration section, select Windows Authentication or SQL Server Authentication. Windows Authentication is selected by default, and the groups are populated with the default built-in groups. Once you're satisfied with this configuration, click OK, and then click Next all the way through and click Finish to close the configuration wizard. We will now look at how to configure persistence for a server, site, application, or virtual directory. This is done using the Workflow Persistence tab, which is available in the Configure WCF and WF dialog box. You can launch the configuration dialog box in one of the following two ways. Right-click on a server, site, application, or virtual directory. Select Manage WCF and WF Services. Choose Configure. This brings up the Configure WCF and WF for Application, in this case, dialog box. An alternative way to do this is to select your server, site, application, virtual directory in the Connections pane, and then go to the Action pane and click Configure. Both yield the same results. Select the Customer None option to use an instance store other than a SQL Server database, or to not use persistence feature at all. Select the SQL Server Workflow Persistence option to enable persisting server instances to the SQL Server database. Note that configuring SQL Server workflow persistence requires the NetPipe protocol to be enabled on the application. Select Yes to enable that when the changes are implied. When you select SQL Server workflow persistence, you must select a SQL Server store. Select the instance store that you want the SQL persistence provider to use. The instance stores in the drop-down list are defined either locally at the selected level or inherited from the higher levels. In this case, we'll choose a default SQL persistence store. At this point, click Next all the way and click Finish to close the configuration wizard. If you do not have the NetPipe protocol enabled and need to do so, take the following steps. Right-click the site name and select Edit Bindings. In the Add Site Bindings dialog box, select NetPipe for type, enter star for binding information, and click OK. This configures a NetPipe protocol for this binding. In this video, we looked at two ways to configure the persistence stores, one using the AppFabric configuration wizard, and the other one using the Configure WCF and WF dialog box, the Workflow Persistence tab.